Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're too time to talk about it. With your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you this day, this Christmas morning. And we are sending lots of Christmas greetings to you, whatever you worship today, the Christian, the Kiwana, the Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you are observing today. We send greetings to you, and you, that you will have a safe day, a merry day, pleasant day, and have all the goodies that you can eat. Now, don't overeat, but have all the goodies that you can have today. We want to send lots of love to you from all of us here. We send in greetings to you from Sister Diane, Deacon Mike, Bishop Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Prophet Nathan. And we send all of us here, send greetings to you, and you for a blessed day today, cause what? This is your day. Wherever you are. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, everybody. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, asking you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness, Lord, Father, of all our sins and those that we're praying for, Lord, in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this day, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father God, this day was not promised to us, Lord, Father, but each and every day that you have given us, Lord, Father, is a gift, and we say thank you. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father God, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now, Lord. Father, knowing that you are that way maker, that burden beggar, burden bearer, Lord, Father, that, oh, Father, our friend, Lord, Father God, one that we can come to, Lord, Father. We just thanking you for just hearing our prayers and answering our prayers this day, Lord. Father, as we hold before you Maria's family, Lord, Father, asking you right now, Lord, Father, not just Maria's family, but all those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to comfort them in their time right now of loss, right now, Lord, Father. Father, give them peace, Lord, letting them know that you make no mistake in what you do, Lord. But, Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, for just even touching them right now in the name of Jesus.
Father, we hold before you Eldred Christian, Lord. Father, we ask you to continue to touch his body right now, Lord. Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for his healing. In Jesus' name. Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father, Pastor Dawson, and ask you to continue to touch him right now, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, to continue to give him the strength that he needs right now and touch his body right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing, Lord. Father, you say healing is the children's bread. And, Father, we thanking you right now for touching right now. In Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we hold before you Anthony Wright, Lord, Father. And we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch his body right now, Lord, Father, as we come against leukemia right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your will be done in drying it up from the root cause right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and glorify you, Father. Magnifying you, Lord, Father, thanking you for all that you're doing, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Patrice and her unborn child, Lord. We ask you to cover them under the blood right now, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, as we continue to speak a safe delivery when that time come, Lord. Father, I hold before you Patrice Felix, Lord, Father, asking you, Father, to touch her mind right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, bring her back to her rightful mind right now, Lord, Father. Father, she know you, Lord, Father. She know about you, Lord, Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord. Father God, keep her safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, this Christmas, Lord, Father, Father, this winter and all, Lord, Father, we praying for those, Lord, Father God, that are homeless right now and out in the cold, Lord, Father. Father, have mercy right now, Lord, Father, that doors are being opened, Lord. Father, that they're in a warm place, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father God, that are elderly or ailing right now, Lord, Father God, that can't really do for themselves, Lord, Father. Father, touch that family member, touch that neighbor right now, Lord, Father God, that they check on them, Lord, Father, that they're not sitting in the cold, Lord, Father, and they're not without food right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, that all things work together for our good, Lord. And, Father, touch these people, Lord, Father. Touch those that are even asking for prayer, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing Richie through surgeries, Lord, Father, all those surgery that he had, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, how you was that surgeon, that nurse, Lord, Father, that attending to him, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, as he continued to go through the healing process now, Lord. You strengthen him, Lord. Father God, touch, Lord, Father, Sister Elizabeth right now, Lord. Continue to give her strength, Lord, Father, as she sit, Lord, Father, by her son's bedside, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for all that you're doing for her right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Father, canceling every assignment, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord, Father. And we render that assignment null and void, Lord. Touch our listeners, Lord. You know what they're in need of, Lord. And we're thanking you for your will being done in their lives, Lord. Father, this day give us the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word as it come forth. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, bishop, and deacon, Lord, Father. As the word come forth, we ask you to continue to increase in them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, and amen to that, isn't it? Amen, amen. Did you get a prayer in then? Well, if not, call 347-857-3925. Give us a call, and, you know, today is the day that you can chat whatever you want to today, long as it's within means, Bless God. We don't want you to get, you know, crossed up or anything, but we want you to call in, all right? Praise God. So we can say hi to you. We'd love to say Merry Christmas with you. That's the Christmas you want. If you don't want Merry Christmas, we'll say Happy New Year. You don't want Happy New Year? Well, I don't know what I'm going to say because I don't know what you're doing today. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. We thank God for you anyway. And pray for me as I pray for you today. All right, let me give you this little word of today. Christmas is more than a time of gaiety, greenery, and gifts. It is a season of wonder, worship, and wise men. Christmas is more than a time of gaiety, greenery, and gifts. It is a season of wonder, worship, and wise men. Praise God. What is Christmas to you? All right. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I've heard and seen different things people write on, the media and everything. They always talking about, you know, this is not the time that Jesus was born. They're talking about Jesus ain't real. One say black, white, another one say he this, that, the other. And we have all these perceptions of Jesus, who Jesus is. Well, now one thing, if you don't believe in him and you say he ain't real, then you ain't saved, are you? You have no type of salvation in your life, so now I don't know where you going, okay? Now, you can call it anything you want, but when you think about it, if you can't go without Jesus, all right? You need Jesus to make it into the kingdom. Now, think about where you're going now. I'm just thinking. I ain't preaching. I'm just talking. And think about it now. All these different religions you want to be in. So let's put it this way. No matter what's his name, what you want to be, what time you want to celebrate, you may say this ain't when he born. But listen here, I don't care what day he was born, long as he was born. Amen. You see what I'm saying? He was born here just for me. He lived, he died, and he suffered, then he died. And then the third day he rose again. Okay, because death couldn't hold his body down. You hear? And I believe that, and it has brought me through many years. It has brought me through. You hear what I'm saying? So I believe it. Now, if you don't, it's you. You don't have salvation. All I can say is, because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins, is it? Mm-hmm. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Now, I ain't going to talk that long now because I'm going to let you talk today, all right? Each one of you. What is Christmas to you today? Tell me, what is it to you? Now, let's don't go on, he wasn't born today, okay? Let's just say this. Do you believe he was born of a Virgin Mary at that? Okay, all right. Can we get there? We can get there, can't we? Amen. We don't have to argue. There's no need to argue about the word of God. It's right all by itself. You either believe it or you don't. All right? That's all there is to it. No, you believe everything else. Why can't you believe Jesus? You believe the Easter Bunny, you know, had eggs, right? You believe that? So if the Easter Bunny got eggs, what happened to the chicken? What's the chicken supposed to have? Okay. Hello. All right, now. Amen. See, we are going through these things and asking these questions because we get off base a lot of times, and then we won't argue about it, you see. So I don't want to argue about it. Just think about it. You know, give yourself time to think. Or either read your Bible. You'll find out a lot of stuff that you have been assuming was right is wrong. What is wrong is right. You see, so we got all these things going on today. All right, we want you to call us. We are waiting for you today. Tell us what is Christmas to you? Amen. Anybody want to tell us now, you know, talk to us about your Christmas? About your Christmas now, your Christmas. What's your Christmas like? You know, you may be of another race of people, and y'all celebrate Christmas a little different. Now, that's nice. You know, I love to see these things, you know. Huh? Yeah, you know, some people do a lot of cooking, and some people just don't cook. Amen. Praise God. Somebody find them a nice restaurant to go to or something like that, you know. Isn't that right? What do you do for the day? How do you celebrate Christmas? And first off, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he was born for this hour, for us? Huh? Anybody want to talk about it? Hello. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. If I start, you know, I'll be here till next year talking about what he done for me. And that's what even he did what? Made sure I know that he's alive. And I thank him for being in my life. Every day, healing this whole body and, you know, and all, and making ways for me, and things that weren't going so well is going, you know, pretty good. He solved them, don't he? Praise God. He solved those problems. Bless God. Yes, yes. All right, you can go ahead. Okay, here comes Deacon Mike. Gonna start then. Okay.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you today. I thank the Lord for each and every one. I thank the Lord for the family being around on this Christmas Day. And I just wanted to say that we, you know, everybody been through some kind of stuff or some kind of conditions or whatever you've been through the year. And a lot of times when you made it to this day, you should really thank Jesus that he was born to help you, to get you there, to get you where you're at today. I saw on the news yesterday evening, I saw they was, you know, like every year they do this, they were showing a special on Bethlehem and on somewhere in Israel where the cave was at where Jesus rose. They showed that. And they also showed Bethlehem, the spot where Jesus was alleged, let me just say alleged, to be born, and they got a Christmas tree on top of it. You know, and now that kind of blew my mind then. But yet still it's there. Yeah. And so, you know, but you can feel the spiritual essence of what was going on. So I'm just here to say that I thank the Lord for being here today, another day. Thank the Lord for each and every one of you. And you know, everybody should have this spirit of love every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just face that every day.
Yeah.
Because things seem to slow down today.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be in their own corner.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to look at it in that essence that this is a day that Jesus got us to be in a peaceful mind. Most of us, anyway.
Amen.
So we have to look at it that way. You know, it's not only presence giving and taking. It's not only that. It's about the love, and it's about the love of Christ. It's about celebrating his birth. You know, and we have to learn to deal with that. You know, because Christmas is just not giving. Christmas is also spiritual. If people want to realize that. We know some people do, some people don't. But you still got to recognize and people do recognize. Trust me, people, even those who don't believe in God, recognize. You know, yeah, all over the world, recognize. You know, and I heard where the man was saying, a priest this morning, or was it yesterday? This morning, a priest was saying, people have a hard time realizing that Jesus and God is the same person. And this is what he was talking about, and I say, wow. And he said that what the Bible, and he state is, when you're in me, you're with me, and something to that nature. And he broke it down, and he said, people have a hard time dealing with that. And he say, the point of the matter is, this is the day Christ was born, that God showed himself to be human, to be a man. So people can't handle that, but this is that day, you know, because it's all in one. So we need to thank God for the experience he gave us, for the idea of the Word of God and also of Christmas. So we need to thank God for that, and I thank each and every one of you at this time, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Wasn't that nice what Deacon Mike told? Now, what do you got to say? What is it to you also? This is a special day now. Very special day that we did set aside just for to acknowledge the fact that he did come, you know, that there is something more going on than meets the eye in spending money and buying gifts and candy and toys and all that good food and stuff, you know, maxing out your credit cards, you know. Amen. Say your credit card don't have nothing on it now but your name and your expiration date. That's all your credit card got on it. Right now, praise God. Amen. You know, that, how that song is 6 months, mind your own business, 6 months to do what? To pay your bills, pay all them Christmas bills. Mm-hmm. he going to take you the next year, the next Christmas, to try to pay them bills. Come on now. All right. Then you build them up again. Then you go what? Max them out again. Just the beat goes on, don't it? Come on. Anybody? Oh, no, they ain't. All right, now I'm waiting for you. All right. Come on, somebody. I know you want to talk, say something about Christmas today, if it means something. Hey, tell us what you cook good. Anybody got an oxtail? Hey. Hallelujah. I didn't ask for chitlins this time, did I? Now, do you have chitlins? Okay, I'll throw that in too, you know. That's next week. Well, I got chitlins next week. What's wrong with this week? And today, praise the Lord. Come on, anybody got any oxtails today? You know, bless God. That'll be a nice eating today and all them good shrimps. Stuff too. Ooh boy. You know I'm gonna go to that seafood too, you know. Hallelujah. How you call them a nice big snapper with all the peppers and stuff in it? It's escovedo. Somebody. Yeah. Anybody got any? I like that too. Yes. You know, you think I'm from the island. I know. Praise God, hallelujah. Come on, I am waiting for you. Let me tell you now, God is good to us, to all of us, every one of us. And think about it, I'm saluting my son that passed away, you know, my youngest son that passed away. I'm saluting him today on Christmas Day. You know, we miss him, you know, for everything. We just had him for everything. We asked him everything. Anything we asked, he know how to solve it. So he'd solve it for us. Now we lost without him. Praise God. We lost without him for that. Because, you know, he was a delight. You know, he was a delight. you know. Praise God. I just salute him today. Amen. Praise God. But I thank God for you. Now, you're not going to let me, you want me to give you a Christmas message? Well, we're going to let Bishop Paul to give you that then. If that's what you want today, okay, I'm just, the line is open for you. Come on. Is that, who's that? Hello?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'm happy that we had this opportunity to celebrate God to remembrance of what he did, Jesus, remembrance what he did for us, and that we remember that he is the reason for this season. And so Merry Christmas to everybody, and I love you guys.
Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? She gone? Oh. Okay. Come on. Anybody else? Come on. We waiting. You don't want me to start talking to you. Hello. Amen. Because God is good to me, and I ain't got no shame about it either. Amen. I don't mind telling you what he done for me. And how he did it, sometime I can tell you how he did it. You know? All right. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Hello.
Lord, Apostle, Bishop.
Praise God. Oh, you home.
Yes, we're closed today. But, you know, I just thank God for his gift of salvation that he has freely given to me. I thank God for dying on the cross for my sin and redeeming me from my sins. I thank God for his shed blood. I thank God for all that he has done for me and my family. I just thank God because we just can't thank him enough for the sacrifice
Amen.
That he has made for us. We wouldn't be able to make that sacrifice for ourselves. Somebody want to hang us on the cross, we go out screaming and hollering, but he didn't say a mumbling word. He just hung there because he knew the future, the past, and the present of who will
Amen.
And will not accept him as Lord and Savior. So on that note, I just thank God for his gift of salvation that he has bestowed upon me and my family. I just thank God for my apostle, my bishop. And I just thank God for how y'all bringing the unadulterated word, bringing it as is, and just letting us know that Jesus is the way, the only way into heaven. Praise God, and I have very Merry Christmas to you all.
And Merry Christmas to you. You just gave me a message. You just gave me, honey, a message as it is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
As it is. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Another one. I know somebody else got something to say. Listen here. Jesus has done too much for us in this time of year. I know you got plenty of gifts. You want to tell me what you got? Or what you didn't get? Don't get mad if you didn't get what you thought you wanted. Nah, come on. Well, I know you done got what you wanted. Come on, tell God what he done for. Tell us what God done for you already. What's under your tree? You looked yesterday. You looked last night. So what did you find under there? Huh? Y'all don't want to talk about it, huh? You want to talk about what you... Well, is it empty? You don't want to talk about it. It must be empty, huh? Come on. I don't want to put you on the thing because you didn't get what you wanted, you know. I know you wanted that bad BMW or something, you know, out there, you know. Well, look, let's be reasonable. Somebody didn't have BMW money right there. Yes, they could have got you one from the toy store. Well, you know, don't nobody do that but me do it. Go to the get one of them toy BMWs for you. Praise God. Say, Merry Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. But no, I didn't hear nobody say they wanted a car for Christmas. Did you? Anybody want to buy that, pay that gas tax, or get the cash price? Excuse me. Get yeah. I don't know about that. Well, praise the Lord. I used to want the Hummer. The Hummer, God, it take about $100 to fill the tank. So I thought that was a bad idea for me. I like it and all that, but that's a bad idea for me. It is huge. I get everybody in there, couldn't I? My goodness. All right, anybody want to get me that Hummer? I'll take it still. Take it there.
It wouldn't be nothing but a yard ornament right now.
I'll take it for right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the days, didn't you say Merry Christmas? Isn't that what y'all call it? Merry, M-E-R-R-Y? All right. Merry, you ought to be merry. Y'all ain't. You depressed? Come on, loose here, Satan. We ain't having nobody on this line depressed today. No, not today, Satan. Ain't no depression today. The devil is alive today. Ain't nobody on here depressed. I don't care what's going on. You are not depressed. Right now, smile. Open your mouth and smile. I don't care what's going on in your life. You smile, and let me tell you, somebody going to smile with you. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Come on now. This is supposed to be, you've been telling about Merry Christmas. Now make it merry. Come on, make it merry now. Make me merry now. Come on. I don't want to be depressed. Come on, let me hear you talk to me today. Come on, tell me about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know God done did something for you, and he's doing it now. Yes, he is. I know you got something. Well, if you work, somebody on the job gave you something. If they didn't do nothing but wrap up some tissue paper for you. They gave you something, didn't you? That's the best they could do. I ain't going there. Praise God. See, somebody that he gave you something for Christmas. You might not have liked it, but at least you got something and you thank God for it, because the next gift may be something you like, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
You might even find good use for it.
Amen. You know, I've seen something somewhere say, oh, yeah, it did, on the internet say, don't throw away your tissue boxes. You can use your tissue boxes for something. I don't know what they say because I didn't open it up to find out. But anyway, that is something to think about. It. Don't even throw away your tissue box.
I don't know about plastic bags.
Well, they talking about keep plastic bags, to keep everything, I guess. Praise the plastic bottles, too. Everything. They're going to make you some plastic rice. I'm just being merry, y'all. I'm trying to. I don't want to be depressed, people. I don't want to be depressed. You know, because the devil always got something up his sleeve to stop you, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about it. You maybe don't feel good, you know, because, you know, I was in the store trying to, you know, I'm doing last minute stuff. I'm trying to look in the store, and every time I get to this aisle, I get a sick feeling and feel like I'm going to pass out. So I have to stop and just kind of talk to myself and shake myself a little bit and go on a little bit further and try to look. You know, look and look and look. I had the hardest time. I mean, I had a real hard time. I'm telling you, trying to get myself. I said, the devil, you're a liar. Now, you get right at Christmas time and you want to start talking about making somebody sick. You know, it don't make no sense to it. Not a bit, you know. So, I knew what I had to do. I knew what I had to do, and I did it, y'all. I did do it. So, today,
I'm on target. I'm married today, right? Now I'm married. Amen. I want you to be married. You know, it doesn't matter whatever happened. We praying for you. Huh? Do you believe in prayer? Why ask us to pray if you don't believe in it? He said, if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. That shall be done, what you want, what you ask for. Huh? Now, I ain't promised you no Escalade. I'm not promising you no BMW or no Rolls Royce. Okay? Now, what we are promising you is this, that Jesus can provide for what you need. He say he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Do you hear what I'm saying? And he got plenty of riches. Do you hear what I'm saying? So he can supply you what you need at this time. Now, huh? Tell us your needs, and we're going to help you pray for it. Huh? We're not going to leave you out there alone by yourself. Now, if you want to be alone, you go ahead and be alone. You know, if you can get it done by yourself, go ahead. But I like help, don't you? Mm-hmm. I love help, you know. I love somebody praying for me. Now, don't pray them negative prayers now. We don't want no negative prayers. Oh, Lord, killer. We don't want all that now, you know, because the devil definitely is a liar on that, because I shall not live.
You shall live.
I shall live. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, Missy. Thank you, Missy. Thank you. Thank you, Missy. Thank you, because the devil really finna get me. In a clip. Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord. See what I'm talking about? He don't care how he try to get you up. He'll do trick you. Okay, let's put it this way. He will trick you. Huh? Yes, he will. How many got plenty lights around your home for Christmas? You got lights around? Got your house lit up? Looking beautiful? Ornaments all up and in. Come on, talk to me. Y'all want to talk to me today? I'm going to cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God is good. He's still good. Let me tell you. If it wasn't that plan of salvation, we would have no need to be on this air, would we? Huh? We would have no need to have great edifice all over. Okay. Go ahead. You on air. Hello.
Merry Christmas, Apostle and Bishop and Deacon Michael and Sister Diane and Block Talk audience.
Merry Christmas. That's it?
And.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, and I was thinking that, you know, it's Christmas and most of the stores are actually closed today in honor of Christmas Day. Most of them are literally open, closed like they used to long time ago. Nowhere was really open to honor that one day of the birth of Christ. So we just like thanking God for that. And you know, people need to, like, get some sweetness in Christmas. Sweet Christmas is love. And when people are in love, they're nice and sweet and everything else. And I'm like this, you don't have that? Get some sweets and be sweet for this holiday. Why? Because Christ is alive and well, and he lives in all of us, so we can don't have to be sad. We don't have to be down. We can just
Amen.
Thank God for another Christmas, because a lot of people did not make it, but have a spirit of gratitude and thanking God. And what is Christmas? Showing love, showing the love of Christ in you. You can be that light in this world today by being happy and smiling. Turn that frown around and make it be a smile. Why? Because you got breath, and that doesn't cost no one anything. But you just wake up in the morning and inhale and thank God. So merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Got knocked down.
And you know what? And that's what I remember. We used to eat, laugh, and talk. And that's, to me, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's the joy of the holiday.
Yes, it is. It is joyous. I tell you, I thank God for all of y'all. I thank God for the City of Victory people. Thank God for y'all. We can put it on. We can put it on the what you call that thing, the sound alarm, that we have some of the best people in the world. We have some of the best people in the world. I thank God for all the past ones, even much too. They are the best too. Aren't they the best? Well, that's when they were named the way. But they are the best in the world. Okay. Hey. All right. Who the first one? Go ahead. Hello. Speak. Hello. I'm listening. Oh, the call dropped. All right, we'll get back to the island. You know when it picked that number back up, pick it up again. Okay, it kind of failed at that time. All right, next you're on. Who's that? Nobody. Oh, okay. They have a little trouble out there, though, don't they, with the lines. They're having a little trouble over on the island with the lines, okay? So we know it'll probably be back. There she go. Hey. Hello, is this Nessie?
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Hello, Missy. How you doing? How's Christmas going?
I'm fine. I didn't cook no ox still. I'm not cooking today.
Okay, you're eating out. Okay.
Yeah, we're eating out. And I'm coming to tell everybody happy, Merry Christmas.
See that? You're getting happy. You're going to call it a Merry New Year, too. Hallelujah. And the children, Tia?
Well, she is good. She's over by her aunt. Her mom came to see her.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you said.
Oh, she's in Smith by her aunt.
Oh, she by her aunt. Okay.
Yeah.
I got that now. See, you're getting good. I'm getting to understand you more. You're speaking English. Praise God. Hallelujah.
In a little while, I will go visit them.
And you mean you ain't cooking no tarts or nothing?
Well, my mother ain't let us make the tarts.
Oh, okay. Your mother-in-law, you're leaving everything to everybody, huh? Uh-huh. You just resting. Okay.
Now, you see, I don't have nobody home. I cook all week. So somebody else has to cook for me.
Okay, that's good, praise God. Hey, I know how that is, that's all right, I got to start designating these things to other people. Yes, praise God. All right, thank you, bless you, too. Have a good day, rest of the day. Amen. Anybody else, praise the Lord. Ooh, hello. You don't want me to sing, I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm off tune, but I'll get there after a while. I wanna. Praise God. All right. Come on, somebody else. There you go. Who is that? All right. Hello.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey. Merry Christmas to everyone. Apostle, Bishop, Deacon, Sister Diane. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Prophet Nathan.
There you go. There you go. I don't know what he's saying, but he's saying he's trying to say, wish you a Merry Christmas.
Praise God, Nathan. Praise God. Amen. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else? Hello. TV, I mean, whatever this thing is, it ain't going to work today. Okay, praise the Lord. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Well, now, he's good to me, y'all. He's good to me. I tell you, I don't care. Whatever the devil throw out there, you know, God is still good to me. And his mercy endureth forever. Isn't that right? Huh? Yeah. Praise God. You know, hey, listen, I told you, I don't mind talking about Jesus. You know. I mean, I get in trouble talking about other people, but talking about Jesus, I ain't gonna get in no trouble with that. You know, I get nothing but blessings just talking about Jesus. How about you? You could talk about what he done for you. Or what you want him to do, or what he is doing, huh? What do your future hold, huh? You think your future holds today with the help of the Lord, Amen. He died for you too now. Yes, he did. He didn't just die for me. He died for you too. Did you know that, huh? Now come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Now this song say, come on and give the Lord the highest praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, see, be singing your little song. Now, doesn't that make you feel better? Huh? Come on. Or you want us to sing Silent Night? See, the instigator back there say, oh, no. Amen. Hey, we gonna sing Silent Night, too. I tried to sing Silent Night, but I didn't get there, but other day. But, you know, we are singing now. Silent night. What ain't even night, is it? Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so in heaven, please. We ain't got no help. The carolers are not singing today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there another one that wanted this? Hey, what is Jesus? What's your Christmas gift? Did you get for Christmas? I know you got something for Christmas.
Everybody did. They woke up.
That's all right. They got some stuff. They got some packages under the tree, too. Praise God. Everybody got packages under the tree. If it ain't but two, they got a package. Amen. I said two, but maybe one. One big package under the tree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. No. Everybody ain't calling it. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, where is where's the? Thank you, Jesus. All right, now we looking for you, Eurisha. Hello? Come on.
Is this on?
Oh, I had to see if my phone was on. My phone was on. Eurisha?
Are you there? You sleep? Hello? Well, I guess the Reese's must be asleep. Praise God. She turned it on and went back to sleep. Praise God. You know, we do things like that sometimes, you know. Some of us, bless God. Amen. God is good. I thank God for all my children that's on this line today. I call all of my children. That's who I call. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Amen.
To all of them, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Yes. Yes, and I want you to have the best. Let me tell you what's happening now. We're coming into, isn't that a nice number, what we're going into 2020? That's now sounding number, isn't it? So what does that mean, huh? We're sending each one of you perfect vision. How about that? You get it? Hello? Perfect vision. This is what you should have. And that all that you've visualized over the years will come into 2020 and it'll be perfect. How did that sound? Does that sound okay to you? Praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Thank God for perfect vision, all right? And this is what I believe that God is sending 2020, the year 2020. It's not 2020 for nothing, all right? God has everything for a reason. Numbers is very important to God. And when you go in the Bible, most everything in the Bible, you have numbers somewhere in it. Okay, and those numbers mean something significant to God. So if it means significant to God, it's significant for you also. 2020 is significant for each one of you that will accept it. But now if you don't believe God, that means you ain't going to have no correct vision, a perfect vision, or either way you want to put it, all right? Amen. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. Do you want perfect vision this year coming up? It's coming up fast now, huh? Yes, 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 yes. You know when you go to the eye doctor and you be hoping you have 20/20 vision, don't you? But when he finished with you, you are so disappointed. You're very disappointed, aren't you? You're very disappointed. Well, ask God for 20/20 vision, natural vision and spiritual vision, okay? I'm sending this out to you today. This is the SOS, all right? This is the SOS for what? Perfect vision. Lord, I want to see all that you want me to see this coming year. Father, I want to make sure I see clearly when I see. I don't want to see cross-eyed. I want to see clearly. And this is for you, and you today, okay? Well, that's what I'm praying for you to have. Perfect vision for your children. Perfect vision for your finances. Perfect vision for your home. Perfect vision for automobile, your friends, have new friends, get rid of all those ones that are negative and all them naysayers, get rid of all of them. You're going to have perfect vision for your friends. Did you hear what I'm saying? You're going to have new friends, huh? You're going to have the 2020 kind. Tell them, I'm going to have the 2020 kind of friends. All right, that's what you're going to have, all right, if you want it, all right, and this is what we're going to pray for. That you have those type of friends, you know, that your family come together on a 2020 purpose too. They don't be half-stepping, you know, 10 here and 5 over there. We want 2020, your family, okay, because so many families are separated and so much division, so much
chaos going on in the family lives, you know, and it ought not to be. All right? We want 2020 for your family, Sauce, to come together. How about that? Is that okay, too? All right, now talk to me. Talk to me, somebody. Amen. I'm still waiting. Now we waiting on y'all right now. You don't want Bishop to get rung up, do you? Huh? I'm just trying to talk so you can get on, you know. We going to let him go up there and give it over to him and let him go and do some. Where you at?
Okay.
You a long way from me. Praise God. All right. You able? You know you had a cold and all. You can? Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're waiting. We're still waiting. Man, we are here. Amen. You are here. The line is lit up. They're off the board. Amen. I want you to call in and share, amen, Christmas with you. What it, you think it means to you. Praise God. And you enjoying your family. What's going on? Amen. Just let us know. Praise God. While we're waiting, amen, I'm going to ask you to have your Bibles. Now go to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, a very familiar passage of scripture. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And as I read that, I was thinking on Mary had the baby, but the baby gave life to the world. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Didn't he do it? Amen. Oh, and he said, thou shalt have a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Praise God. Tell me that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. Oh, how many know that there is power, deliverance, healing, whatever we need is in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I was listening to Deacon Michael a little earlier. Man, he was talking, you know, our whole world from the east, west, north, and the south in this universe. Man, recognize, amen, this day been set aside for our Lord and Savior. Oh, ain't you glad about that? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Hey, tell me how good God is. He has sanctified this day. Amen. His birthday. Amen. We are here to celebrate. Amen. And come on, help us celebrate. Amen. Lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. And Isaiah 9 and verse 6 and 7, you'll find this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7 said, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Oh, didn't he do it? Praise God. Amen. He's no baby in the manger now. Amen. Oh, praise God. So he's everywhere now, all at the same time. Amen. He's sitting on his throne of glory, his kingdom, on the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty, yet making intercessions for us. Ain't you glad about that? That we serve, praise God. Amen. Now, the religious world, praise God, the problem with the religious world, they have a problem the way he was born. But how many know the Godhead is a mystery? Praise God. And the only way that you can understand it, amen, you have to get in the spirit realm. I think I heard somebody say that earlier. Praise God. Why, Bishop? Because the Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and he looked for such to serve him what? In spirit and also in what? Truth. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God is Jesus and Jesus is God. In other words, he separated himself from the Godhead. Amen. Planted his seed, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen, into a virgin, amen, woman by the name of Mary. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he came. Praise God. If you have a problem with that, praise God, I will say to you, amen, you need to seek the Lord and ask him. Praise God. He said, you have not because you ask not. Am I right? So praise God. Amen. I don't have no problem with it. Amen. I believe it. Praise God. How many of you believe it today? Praise God. If you believe it, praise God. Call in and tell us, well, Bishop, I believe it. Praise God. Oh, he saved me. Praise God. Every man and woman ought to know they day. Amen. When the Lord delivered you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. Praise God. Do you remember your day? Praise God. Amen. They want to argue and fuss and debate, amen, that today is not the Lord. Amen. He was born on this day. Praise God. But he was born. Praise God. Amen. Some want to just call him just another prophet, but he's more than another prophet. He is God. Praise God. I heard Jesus said he had power to lay his life down, and he had power to pick it up again. Why? Because he is God. Man, now I'm going to say this. Now, if you want to call him the Creator, you want to call him whatever, praise God. He's the everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. We just got through reading it. Amen. He's all in all, in us all, and through us all. Why is it so hard for people to understand that if he did all that, made the heaven and the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything else in it, including Adam, and then put him to sleep and created a woman, why is it so hard for, amen, for people to accept, amen, that he, amen, can make himself a son? Huh? Can somebody answer that for me? Come on, call in. Praise God. Answer that for me. Man, he is God. He's the Creator. Praise God. So why is it so hard for people to accept that, amen, so God so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. The only way that you would get from where you at to glory is through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. And he came, praise God, and I thank God, amen, that I don't have a problem with it. I accept it. Amen. Why I believe the Lord, knowing that all things are possible if you only believe. Praise God. Do you trust him today? Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's yet, amen, he's reigning. Praise God. And he sent us something back. Amen. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Praise God. Amen. But ain't you glad, praise God, the Holy Spirit rests, ruling, and abiding with us. Amen. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the age. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Amen. We here this morning just to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Tell me there is power. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance. Whatever we need is in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Tell me every devil in hell, tremble at that name. Praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that we can stand, amen, on, amen, his word. If he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Because there is nothing too hard for our Lord. Praise God. Amen. He paid it all. I thank God. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Praise God. Oh, somebody, come on. Give us a call. Praise God. We are yet waiting. We waiting. Praise God for you to call in. Amen. The line, the board is lit up. Amen. I went all the way off the board. Amen. And I know you're listening. Praise God. You're on the line. Come on, somebody. Man, I heard him say, if you be ashamed to own me before men, say, I'm going to be ashamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. Man, I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. Praise God. I wouldn't be ashamed, praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Praise God. If he be lifted up from the earth, he say, he'll draw all men unto thee. Praise God. He's always right there. With outstretched arms, and whosoever will, let them come. He said, if you come, He will in no wise cast you out. Amen. Come on. Give us a call. Amen. And what Christmas mean to you. Amen. To you and your family. Amen. Man, you know, we are all beyond a miracle when he woke us up this morning. Praise God. Our feet hit the floor. Praise God. Started us on our way. Praise God. Now he has blessed us to assemble ourselves together. Amen. Over this, amen, phone line today. Amen. His word going to all four corners of the earth, east, west, north, and the south. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And as the apostles say, you know, this is a day of jubilee, a day of rejoicing, a day of merry. Praise God. Oh, no sadness. Praise God. Oh, he brought joy to the world. Amen. Let's rejoice. Amen. And be glad in it. A day that he have made. Man, set aside, amen, to celebrate our Lord and Savior. Praise God. And it's time to celebrate. What y'all got Jesus for his birthday? What you got for him? Huh? What you got for him? Praise God. Amen. Do you have a praise? Amen. Do you have a testimony? What do you have? Come on. Praise God. Somebody. Amen. Praise God. This is what I'm doing. Praise God. This is what apostles were doing. Praise God. Deacon Mike and different ones, amen, have called, amen. And we're looking for some more. Praise God. The line is all lit up. Praise God. All the way across the board, amen. I don't think we can get down another number on there. Well, I'm looking unless she's strolling. Praise God. So I know you're listening. Praise God. We want you to talk. Praise God. This is what it's all about. Amen. We want to just open up the line and let the, amen, the Lord have his way, amen, in you, amen. Tell the goodness, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For unto us a child is born. Amen. Unto us a son is what? Given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Praise God. He's all those wrapped up in one. Man, you can't separate him. Praise God. Oh, we serve a supernatural God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Praise God. Everywhere now, all at the same time. Praise God. Amen. And he loves you with everlasting love. I want to say to somebody out there today, praise God, you may not receive what you wanted to receive, you know, but thank God for what you have. Praise God. You have a roof over your head. Amen. You have a car that you can go to and fro. Praise God. Amen, and thank God, amen, he can take little and make much. Am I right? We serve a God, amen, can do it. If he took two fish and five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men, women, and children, how much more he can do for your family? How much more he can do for my family? Come on, somebody. You know 5,000 people in our nation, in our country today, are clean out of any one of these supermarkets, one of these Publix, Winn-Dixie, or even a Walmart. Come on, somebody. 5,000 people, free food, somebody ain't going to get something. Huh? Oh, but when we serve a God that is supernatural, he's on that present. Praise God. Amen. He multiplied it. And tell me, amen, he took a little lad lunch, and then he took 12 fragments of baskets. 12. Praise God. He had to have help to take it back home. Praise God. Look what God can do. Amen. He's the same God today. Praise God. Amen. All you have to do is open up your heart and let him in. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, he said, he'll come in. He'll sit with you, and you with him. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. I know about you, but I'm glad about it. He's God. Amen. Amen. It's all about him today. Jesus is Lord. Amen. There is no other name whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. Oh, praise God. He's the storm throughout the mountain. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. Oh, he was God back then and he's God now. He said, I'm God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. What a mighty, mighty God that we serve. Praise God. Amen. And he said, Father, he was praying in St. John 17 chapter, praying to his Father. He said, Father, make them one as you and I are one. He wants us to be what? One. And he wants us to love ye one another as he have loved us. Praise God. That's all he's asking us to do. Praise God. Love the Lord with all our hearts, minds, and our soul. And the second one is as the first. Love thy neighbor as ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for his goodness and for his loving kindness. Thank God for his tender mercy. Oh, we bless his name today. Amen. And today is just such a calm, and I'm just looking out. Amen. It's so calm and peaceful. Praise God. Amen. Today, look how God just sanctify. Amen. The day. Amen. His birthday. Amen. Peace and goodwill towards men on the earth. Praise God. Amen. And this is why we should lift up the name of Jesus. Do we have a caller? Nobody? Okay. All right. I thought I had somebody. Praise God. Amen. So we're still here. We got a few more minutes here before we sign off. Praise God. Amen. But today could be your day. Praise God. Amen. To call in. Amen. If you need the number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. And press the 1, they say, on your phone. And you'll connect with us. Praise God. You'll connect with us. Praise God. We want somebody, amen, to share your testimony. Amen. We know you're enjoying your family, enjoying, man, this is what it's all about. Praise God. Amen. We promise we ain't going to hold you all day. We're not going to hold you all day. Praise God. Praise God. And we'll be signing off at 10:30. Praise God. Yeah, we got Sister Diane here. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to turn her loose. Praise God. She ready. Amen. We're going to get your handshake. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. I want to say amen. Bishop, love you. Amen. And Jesus, he love you more. Amen. Who? Who, me?
Amen.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is Christmas to me? Christmas to me is love, thanking God for just sending his only begotten son to die on the cross for my sins and rise up and giving us that power. Thank him for everything. You know, I just thank God for the whole year, not just Christmas. And when you look at it, you'll see a lot of people show more love when it comes around Christmas time. But if Jesus is love, we ought to show love 24/7, 365 days in the year. So I just thank God for just loving me. I thank God for the family that, you know, he given me, my church family, including my family. I thank God for them. I even thank God for my enemies. I thank God for never leaving me nor forsaking me. You know, we could just thank him. Say, what is it that we giving Jesus today? Me, I'm giving him my praise today. I'm giving him my thanks for everything. You know, because without him, God in heaven knows. So today, show love to someone. And don't just let it be just be nice today because you want a gift. Because, you know, people are only nice when they can get something. So, you know, and it's true. They're only nice when, you know, they're looking for something. You know, it's coming up on their birthday. It's coming up an occasion that is looking for gift. No, you see people do this. You see, you know, you look and you see people do this. The only time they're nice is when they, you know, they getting some. Other than that, it's like, you know, no time, no nothing. I'm just like, come on, people. We say we love Jesus. Jesus within us. So therefore, we ought to show the love. Show the love. And yeah, we know sometimes people get you upset. But don't leave that last the whole day. Don't let it last the whole day. Show love no matter what. Practice makes perfect. And just continue to ask God to just baptize you with his agape love. Because, you know, when we settle with that man-made love, then it becomes a problem. Jesus is love. Tis the season. He is the season, the reason for the season, you know, and he is love. The greatest commandment is love. You can do everything else. You can give. You can do all that stuff, but without love, while you're doing it, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. So I just thank God today just for waking me up this morning, waking my loved ones up this morning. I thank God because no day is promised to us. Every day is a gift. So when you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see this day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me the use of my limbs, my five senses. You know, you just thank God for the smallest things because think about it. You have many people out there that don't have limbs, lost one of their senses, and we have all of them. So today, check on a neighbor, check on a friend. If you know that, you know, they're in need of someone, something, don't wait for them to have to ask you for it or come. Because, you know, you got some people that will, you know that you're in need but want you to come and beg. So if you know someone is in need, your friend, your neighbor, whatever, show the love. Jesus had no problems sharing, providing. He had no problems doing none of that stuff. Even when they was doing all those stuff against him, you never saw him retaliate. God is love. We just thank each and every one of you that continually listen to the broadcast, support the broadcast, keep, you know,
apostle in prayer and everything. We thank you. We appreciate you. Coming from Logan International Ministries, City of Victory. Time to talk about it. We appreciate everything that you're doing, listening, taking time out to listen to the broadcast, taking time to support in the broadcast, sharing the broadcast. We appreciate and thank you all. So I just want to say, again, thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone, because around Christmas time, that's, and Thanksgiving time, you know, that's when family get together. They laugh, they talk, they reminisce on times growing up, you know, plenty of food going around, eating. It's not about gifts. It's about spending time showing one another love, being able to enjoy one another company, you know, in a nice, peaceful, enjoyable atmosphere, you know. And a lot of us has gotten away from it, but we thank God for the gift. But most of all, we thank God for the love, the company, the joy, and the laughter that we can share, because those are memories that you build, that when, you know, that person is no longer there, you can always, when that time come around, you can always say, you know what, you remember last Christmas, this and that. You have the pictures, you have the videos, you know, that's what it's all about. Just being together, enjoying, laughing, playing games, everything, things that we used to do that we have gotten away from, you know, so enjoy your family. Enjoy whomever that you're with today. You know, it's not about the gift. Just enjoy the time. Time is precious. Time is precious. Enjoy it. Create your memories. Create your memories with your loved one, with your friends, whoever you're with today, wherever you are today, enjoy. Don't allow no one to take that merry, joyous spirit away from you today or no other day. No other day. So we're just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. You know, I'm just happy. I am happy for life today. I am happy that I woke up this morning amongst the land of the living and not standing in judgment. Even if you're alone today, you may not have someone there with you physically, but know that God is there with you. Know that he is there with you today. So be blessed. Hope you tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear more from Apostle Porter, Deacon Michael, Bishop Porter. Hear them tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Tune in. You have a question, you need prayer, you have a praise report, all you would have to do is just hit that one button. Just hit that number, one, and you'll be on the air. And we have no problems praying for you. We have no problem listening to your praise report. You may have a question, or you may be one, you know, to accept God in your life. At that time, we will be happy to do that for you. So enjoy your friends and your family wherever you're at today, and know that God loves you. And every day, we should show love. Be blessed.
on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And instead, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.